the vice president of the country. So where the president was invited and he decides to delegate the vice president, he is at liberty and supported by the law to do that.
The president has stripped the vice president of some responsibilities because of allegations of corruption. What happened to those allegations?
No, those allegations, they're being pursued in the courts of law. And what the president did, the announcement that he made in 2022, was that he was withdrawing some of the delegated duties that he usually delegates to the vice president. He used his wisdom to do that. He was not compelled by any piece of legislation to do that. And this time around, he has also just applied his wisdom to delegate the vice president, and he's not flouting any law by doing that.
In other words, so the corruption allegation does not affect what the vice president is going to be doing in Tanzania?
Not at all, because it is only the courts that can put restrictions on somebody's travel. When one is answering charges, it's up to the courts to decide whether, if the bail conditions should apply, restricting that person from traveling or from crossing the borders. So the courts have not put any restrictions on the vice president, and that cannot come from anywhere else if the courts have not put in those restrictions.
So, Mr. Minister, can we say, therefore, the vice president going to Tanzania to represent the country, can we interpret that to mean that the relations between the vice president and President Chakwera are back on track?
There has never been any departure from their cordial relationship. Those that are in the country attest to the fact that they have always seen the president and the vice president working together cordially. So there is nothing like coming back together and the relationship coming back on track. They have always been on track.
Minister, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Good talking to you, James.